There's an old joke my band director used to tell. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? A violin has strings, and a fiddle has strings. I'm Colleen Phelps, and this is Keeping Score. I know it's all in fun, but it does illustrate just how close together classical music and American folk music are tied. And since 91 Classical is here in Nashville, we get to showcase many players who cross over between the two. An earlier episode of Keeping Score really put that in the spotlight with Rhiannon Giddens. So I found three pieces from the Live in Studio C archive that are also great examples. Fiddle and cello duo Oliver the Crow wrote most of the music in their self-titled first album, but an exception was Red Prairie Dawn, an old fiddle tune to which Ben Plotnick and Caitlin Raitz applied their classical training.
Yeah, when we got together to figure out what kind of music we wanted to make as a duo, we sort of both had these two-pronged backgrounds, and that we both came from pretty rigorous, intense, like classical music backgrounds. Caitlin a little bit more so than me, in that that's sort of what she's studied at school through her entire life and still is very active in playing classical music. I'm less active in it now, but sort of became a fiddler exclusively maybe 10 years ago, but played a lot of classical music growing up until that point. And so in trying to find our sound, we ended up using a lot of these elements from classical music in just the way the instruments interact and the way the voices work. So the result ended up being tunes like this one. So we're going to play a tune called Red Prairie Dawn, like you say, and this is one of the first things we played together. It's maybe the most even split of classical music, at least the sentiment and the sensibilities of classical music, along with the sort of the material of fiddle music and a little bit more of the language.
All right, a traditional American fiddle tune. This is Red Prairie Dawn.
Thank you.
Note that that was only two people making all those sounds on just unmodified violin and cello. Mountain dulcimer player Stephen Seifert also brought a sound that was so different, it made my predecessor host Will Griffin ask about the instrument itself.
Why don't you introduce yourself and tell people who you are and a little bit about what you do?
Well, here's what a dulcimer sounds like, briefly. My name's Stephen Seifert. I've been playing the mountain dulcimer, I guess, professionally for almost 25 years. It definitely brings your blood pressure down, I think. That's got to be worth something.
There's something really very emotionally effective about the drone that is the base of the fingerboard on the dulcimer.
Yeah.
Give a little demonstration of that drone-y thing, what that is.
If you have a good instrument, which isn't expensive, and you get it in tune, and you strum it without doing anything else to it, this is what you get. That's the drone. It reminds me of bagpipes, hurdy-gurdies.
Right. There's something ancient and profound about that sound. It just pulls you in, I think.
I mean, I know this. Well, a lot of what I do is traditional American, but originally, as a 16-year-old, I really liked listening to Indian classical music, Ravi Shankar, all that kind of stuff, because you have a drone, and then you have a melody, you know, and then a rhythm sometimes. I feel like when I play this, I get to have all that in one box.
Well, let's hear a piece.
Sure.
Perfect piece to display the sweet, soft, maybe even spiritual qualities of the mountain dulcimer. Stephen Seifert playing the great hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer, unless I miss my ears.
That's it. That's a good one.
Sweet Hour of Prayer is an English hymn tune, equally at home in a big church with a classically trained choir and on a folk instrument like the dulcimer. After the break, a piece written just for the banjo.
When you want to listen to classical music but aren't near a radio, 91 Classical is still your source for great performances from Middle Tennessee and around the world. Stream music on our website while you work. Tune in via the Nashville Public Radio app on your smartphone, or tell your smart speaker you'd like to hear 91 Classical.
I'm Colleen Phelps. Welcome back to Keeping Score. When Bela Fleck generously agreed to be my first guest on Live in Studio C, he was preparing for a solo tour, and he brought an eclectic collection of music for the show, Chopin, Debussy, some Beatles tunes. But he started with an older composition of his that he had recently opened back up.
I have a banjo teacher named Tony Trischka, who was my hero for a long time, still is. And we wrote this tune together, I don't even know when, and I just found it. I found the music for it, and I thought, this is a pretty cool tune. I'm going to expand it. And so I've been messing around with it, and I thought it would be a fun thing to include in a solo show. So let's see if I can play it.
So this is Surrender Dorothy by Bela Fleck, performed by the composer here on 91 Classical.
Thank you.
That was Surrender Dorothy, performed by the composer, Bela Fleck. Whether the tunes come from the orchestra or the mountains, Keeping Score is a production of Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical. Carl Peterson is the engineer and Anita Bug is the editor. You can find Keeping Score and Live in Studio C at 91classical.org and through the Nashville Public Radio app. Plus, for Keeping Score, you can set up a free automatic download wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Colleen Phelps. Thanks for enjoying your backstage pass to Nashville's classical music with Keeping Score. Since you're enjoying Keeping Score, we think you might also like WPLN's podcast, Versify.